The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is another radio journey together on the only syndicated statewide sports radio show in this state. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations, including our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. In Detroit, we offer three platforms to listen, three great stations, 93.5, 99.1, and also 94.7 FM HD Channel 2 in the Motor City. Roar, the roar, Motor City Sports Talk. And speaking of sports talk, inside this hour, we'll look ahead to Michigan at Michigan State on Saturday. Wolverines, a 4.5-point favorite. Over-under on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board is at 50.5 points. I'll break down that game, deliver a huge opinion. We'll get to this debate, and I heard Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, and he's also heard on 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids and the Roar in Detroit. And he was discussing Killian Hayes, and I'm honest right now, and I know I'm waiting for Cade, and I hope we see him this weekend. You have to. If you're the Pistons, you need him. And I don't know if this is going to be a tank year, because a lot of us had expectations that this team might contend for a play-in spot in the playoffs. I know the season isn't over after three games, but I'm looking at the Pistons, and I see a bunch of role players, not NBA starters. Even Grant needs a step up. I see all role players. And the leader and the go-to guy will be Cade Cunningham. He has to step up. I'll tell you right now, based on the shooting, based on every player looking like not a starter but a bench player in the NBA, if Cunningham isn't money from game one, and I mean 15 to 20 a game, this team is going to struggle immensely. And why the difference from last year? I think last year, a lot of teams didn't expect the Pistons to come on, especially during that second half. So it's kind of like junk yardage in football. You might make that same comparison in the NBA when they were all looking ahead to the playoffs. And a lot of guys were working hard because they wanted to stick in the NBA. And I'm just watching this team. And, you know, Atlanta Hawks don't play defense. So Killian Hayes having a decent game offensively, I'm not buying in on that. He doesn't look like a number seven pick. He doesn't. He may be able to be a bench contributor at some point, but the guy looks like he needs a year or two with the Motor City Crews, the Pistons' new G League team that's playing at Wayne State. And I don't have crazy expectations for the Pistons, because you're going to reach a point where if you're 0-3 or you're 1-9, where, you know, you're better off not tanking, but the higher you can get in the lottery, the better. But I will say that the Pistons Nation was really pumped up, and they thought by adding Cade, this could be a play-in potential team. But you watch Hayes, the dude doesn't have the offensive game, the ball handling skills to be an NBA every day or every game point guard. And I don't, you know, Cade handling the rock, we'll see. My thought process, I would like to see Cade more at the two guard where he can shoot, he can drive to the bucket, get to the free throw line. But, man, the Killian Hayes thing, and I agree with Anthony Bellino from X's and Bros, where I just don't see it right now. They're young, but, you know, when did the NBA become, hey, let's wait 3 or 4 years and see if a guy pans out? What you normally do, that would be down in the G League for a year or two. That's where I think Hayes belongs right now. I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that. Because I was listening to Bellino talking about all the teams again. And we all revisit this about every 2-3 months or when a season is starting, like for the Pistons and the Wings. And you ask yourself in Detroit and looking at the Lions and the nice spirited effort, played 4 quarters of football, came up short in L.A. Tigers were celebrating that the team is still under 500, but you believe 2022, they could contend for the playoffs. Kind of a similar theme you had for the Pistons before they drafted Cade, and then after Cade, you thought, okay, they're not going to win the NBA. They're not in that top four, top five, maybe even top six echelon, but they could be somewhere between 7 and 12. And now it looks like they're going to step back. They really do. So Tigers, Pistons, Lions, Wings. And I'm telling you, the team that looks the closest was a team that I said, you know, in early August, I thought the Wings could be a playoff team in the spring of 2022. And I still believe that. I really do. You can see when Bertuzzi's not in the lineup, how much different they are. But I think they're a playoff team, or they're going to be pushing hard. And obviously the Lions aren't at 0-7. I think this Pistons team, no way. There is no way, unless Cade Cunningham comes in and he's NBA Rookie of the Year. That's it. Cunningham comes in and drops 20 a game. You know, that's it. That's how the Pistons could even contend for a play-in spot. I'm really concerned. And I know it's not pushing the panic alarm on the Pistons, but 3 games in, you know, and coaches and GMs and, you know, your free agents and your draft picks, and you change the makeup and look of this team and you tinker with it, and did you make the right moves? It's early, but really this season and the Pistons' future hinges on Cade Cunningham being an all-star. That's it. Being an all-star. Being a all-star. Rookie of the year and an all-star for the next, you know, 5 years. That's how the Pistons get back. Because I'm looking at all the teams, and the Wings now have all the pieces in my mind. They really do. They could use, again, more consistency between the pipes and on the blue line. But they're getting there. And they're better than they were last year. So that's the key. Tigers were better than they were last year. Pistons aren't right now, but I hold on to that Cade Cunningham being the NBA Rookie of the Year in contention. That's a must. It has to happen. If it doesn't, you're going to do what? Well, we're going to get another draft pick. It'll be the Lions. Well, they're going to be 0-7 and, you know, probably 3-14. But, you know, man, we played the Rams tough. We were close. We're going to get a high draft pick. We're going to get a defensive player, draft a quarterback, and things are going to be what next year? 6-10 in 2022? And then you hope in that third year of Campbell that they're contending? That's a cycle the Lions are in. And that's a cycle that the Pistons can't, because they've been doormats. And they gave people hope, and they played hard, and they still play hard. I get that. But it looks like a bunch of NBA bench role players / G League players who are with the Pistons right now. So let's all say a sports prayer that Cade Cunningham is Rookie of the Year-esque on a consistent basis. That's it. Because then what will happen, if there's double-teaming focus, guys chipping on Cunningham, attention. Other guys are going to get open looks and easier looks. And they have to shoot better. And I know it's early in the season. Not ripcording on them. So in trying to break down all the Detroit teams, man, Wings love everything about them. Their toughness, that their maturation. Stevie Y, Blashill. Again, there's some guy. I like to see DeKaiser. I've been saying that for how long? And I know he's battled through injuries. I'd like to see him consistent. I mean, that guy at this point in his career should be a leader on the ice, off the ice. And he may be off the ice. I'm not there all the time. But he's not getting it done game in and game out. So if we're all looking at who is next to give us a great run, it's probably Wings, Tigers. And if the Tigers get Correa, wow. Man, and they get a veteran starter, couple arms. You don't need a lot for that bullpen. You know, you're looking at the Tigers. You know, Torkelson, I know he twisted the ankle out in the Arizona Fall League, and Riley Green, they had a precautionary move on not letting him play because he got a concussion at the end of the AAA Toledo season. They're not that far. They really aren't. And they got A.J. Hinch. He's experienced. See, here's the key. And I know a lot of you have piled on Blashill with the Wings. And I like Casey, who's experienced with the Pistons. But, man, Hinch, that's close. And the Campbell, never been a head coach first year. I love his passion. I love his leadership. I just question his in-game strategy, heat of the moment, play calling, that he'll be a riverboat gambler one time and way too conservative the next time. I don't know what to say about the Lions. I don't know what their future is. I really don't. Because there's nothing. I know they've played some good teams tough. But there's not a player I look at. And maybe Sewell's played great the last two games. And I look at that offensive line. And I look at Swift. But it's still in the NFL, man. It is more about coaching. It is about in-game adjustments. It is about your staff being better than their staff. And Aaron Glenn has made the defense better. I like him. Anthony Lynn, there's still something about their offensive play calling that I just don't like. And is it because Goff is inconsistent? And they've had all the injuries on the offensive line, and look how good they still were doing in terms of running the ball against the Rams. But if this team is 1-16, because there's 17 regular season games this year, or if this team is 3-14, how are you buying anything for next year? How's that off season? That they're going to get a high draft pick, and they'll go with, they have to. They have to get somebody to disrupt opposing quarterbacks. And the last impact player the Lions had defensively on that line, I know Ziggy Ansah came on a little bit, but that was just a legit every snap threat of getting into the backfield. But then you're going to what? You're going to have a younger guy. You're going to wait a year, 2 years. See, here's the problem, and this goes back to what I said about Cade Cunningham. And you're watching the Wings with Raymond and the job he's doing, stepping up. Bertuzzi's still young. I mean, Larkin, there's still a lot of young guys. You need your young guys and your high draft picks to splash immediately in professional sports. And you need surprise picks, lower round draft choices. I mean, look at Evans for the Bengals. You're watching him against the Lions, and he could barely get in the backfield with Harbaugh. And now he's an impact player with the Bengals. That's what you need. And he's what, I think a 6th-round pick? That's what you need. You know, you can't wait. You know, Cuda now with the Achilles, so be it. He's not coming back. And it's not going to be an injury excuse. He sucked before he got hurt. And God bless him on his rehab. And I never wish injury on anybody. But Cuda, it was obvious, was not worthy of being the 3 pick by the Lions. You know, Sewell is going back and forth, and he has really settled in the last couple of weeks. I think you'll be okay there. Well, we'll see if he pans out worthy of being a top 10 pick. Hockenson, legit. And that's why this talk about the Lions and this rebuild, you're crazy. What are you rebuilding? Okay, you got Goff, who's, what, 3-3, 2-3 in playoff games, started 3-3 in playoffs, 1-1 last year. I know they hated him, and he's been inconsistent in Detroit. So he's not bottom barrel QB talent in the NFL. You got Swift, you got Williams, you got Sewell on that line, you got Hockenson. Raymond just had, 115 yards catching. I don't see a rebuild with that offense. Like I said, Anthony Lynn, the play calling, the strategy, the in-game fourth and ones, or kicking a field goal when you need it, or going for it when you need it, is that the inexperience of Dan Campbell? So they are, and you get Decker back and Ragnow back next year. Is it Goff for one more season? Probably, with the money owed to him. That doesn't look like a 3-14 offense. Or, God forbid, an 0-17 offense. And you need to stop this talk that they're rebuilding. I hate that. That is a cop-out. Flat-out cop-out on the Lions. It really is. They're rebuilding. Okay, defensively, they are. I think we can say that. Okay? Worst defense in the NFL last year. They've improved. I like Aaron Glenn. In season, I've watched this defense become better. And they played pretty well against some top-flight offenses like they did against the Rams. So, in special teams, Fox is the best punter in the game. Game changer, field changer. Kicking is settled down. So you keep talking about this rebuilding. How many players away are they? Seriously, when I look at the Lions, how many players away are they? Impact defensive end, speed rusher. Okay? One more speed linebacker. Shut down corner and maybe a safety. So what are we looking at? And a receiver, you'd like to have an all-pro type receiver. So 6-7 of your 22, right? Your starters, and then if we throw in kicker, punter, they're set. Returning's fine. The return game is middle of the pack in the NFL. It's solid. So this rebuilding, I don't buy it. And if they go 3-14... how can I really go all in on anything the Lions do during the offseason? I know you'll say, well, they've won one playoff game since 92, and what do we have to lose? I think it is so important in the final 10 games for this team to find a way to finish 5-5. I really do. To have a strong finish, to truly sell any hope that Campbell and this group and Holmes in the front office can get it done. I really do. You need a finish we don't see coming, and maybe you hope they build off of a game we didn't see coming against Stafford and the Rams in Los Angeles. So in order, if I look at the state of the Motor City sports teams, and some huge love to our affiliate in Detroit, The Roar, 93.5 FM, 99.1 FM, and also 94.7 FM, HD Channel 2, Motor City Sports Talk. I would say Wings are first to get to the playoffs next spring. That would be spring of 2022. Tigers, I believe, could be a playoff team if they get Correa and a decent veteran starter. I don't know if they're going to get Verlander, but I don't know if I'd spend the money on Verlander. I know it would be a nice story, him coming back, but whatever that mid-level veteran starter is, right, not going to get an all-star. And I doubt they spend that money. And Torkelson and Green need to, you know, hit 270, 260 and be in the rookie of the year conversation. So I go Wings, Tigers. And, man, if I have to choose between the Lions and Pistons, who's closer? Maybe ask me that question after 10 games of Cade Cunningham healthy in the Pistons lineup. Because if he splashes and he changes the way this team looks, then the Pistons accelerate after the garbage basketball we've watched in this start. And I still don't have a lot of faith in Killian Hayes. And then because the Lions are 0-7, you have to put them at the bottom of the barrel right now. So I'll take your feedback on that at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. It is a Wednesday broadcast presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now remember, with playoff action coming up for football and other sports, you will need to get that electronic ticket in advance and purchase it. So I'm sure your local AD, your local booster club at any Michigan high school that will be moving into postseason play, football and all the other sports, you'll need to get that ticket online, so check with your local school. And I will be watching playoff football on Friday, Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern, taking on Hudsonville Unity Christian. And Brett Bakita, who's one of the great high school football insiders in the state of Michigan, I talked to him and Jason Hutton from Fox 17. Those two together cover high school football as good as anybody in the state. And they were recording their high school football preview show that runs Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on our new flagship station, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. And I told him about Ace's experience as a freshman last Friday, getting the surprise start at right guard on Forest Hills Eastern offensive line, and that they drew on selection Sunday in Division IV, Hudsonville Unity Christian. And Bakita told me that when you watch that game, get back to me on Sunday or Monday and tell me if you agree with me that Hudsonville Unity Christian is the best single-year team that he's ever seen in West Michigan. And there have been some good high school teams, especially in the last decade, from the west side of Michigan. And Bakita and Hutton start going through the size of Hudsonville Unity Christian, 6'4", 6'4", 6'8", 6'5". He said they look like a college team, and they're well coached by Coach Tibby. And they come at you on offense and defense, and they have been blowing out great teams. So the question that I told Bryson Kudzal, who is one of the best junior running backs in the state, I said, look, man, no one's going to give you a chance against Hudsonville Unity Christian. Nobody. It's high school football. You can lead this team. You guys playing, and again, there's no moral victories, but you play them tough, and you'll walk out of there with a lot of pride. But you play to win. Might be a wet Friday night, cold, wind, a fumble, a big punt return, kick return. You know, you have just got to believe. And if everybody writes you off and your team can get in the bunker with Coach Swander and his great staff, and you know you got one game that could change your sporting lives together, that no matter what would happen, if you would shock the world and beat Hudsonville Unity Christian, everybody would remember Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern. Not saying it's going to happen, but in high school sports, you never know. But I will say, in watching film on Hudsonville Unity Christian, they're so well coached. Their players play with passion. And as we roll into Hudsonville High School Stadium on Friday night at 7 o'clock for the Michigan High School Athletic Association Round 1 High School Football Playoff Action, You never know when you walk into a stadium. You never know. An arena, you never know if you're going to witness something special. And regardless, for the first time since 2015 and outside of last year when everybody got in, Coach Swander and Forest Hills Eastern have found a way to have enough points at 5-4 to make the playoffs. So you're playing with house money, if I can use a casino term, with the high school team. And I'm excited. And I told my son Ace, who won't be starting on Friday because the senior Leo Hearn is back in the lineup, but you being there, you looking across and seeing that team, Hudsonville Unity Christian, the experience, the Friday night lights, it's the playoffs, it's one and done. Dare to dream, anything can happen. And just to feel that as a freshman, that will be one hell of a Friday night for you and your team. And I do wish everybody luck all across the Huge Radio Network. And what we do on Wednesdays during the playoffs in all sports, if you want to give a shout-out to any boy or girl athlete at any Michigan high school who's in the playoffs, any sport, you can drop those at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also on air at 1-866-838-4843. During the playoff runs, we like to take our Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesdays and just give some huge love to the boys and the girls. So any sport, any athlete, you want to give a shout-out and wish them luck in the playoffs, you can do that at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, or live on air at 1-866-838-HUGE.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
This show is huge.
Hi, everyone. Former NFL running back Merrill Hodge here. Make sure you join me every Friday at 5:25 p.m. on the DraftKings NFL Power Hour with Huge on the Michigan Sports Network. We'll break down the upcoming Lions game and the biggest games of the weekend in the NFL. The DraftKings NFL Power Hour kicks off every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer,
you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan on this MHSAA Wednesday. Remember to give a shout out to a boy and girl in the high school fall sports postseasons all across this state, any school. Give a shout out. We'll read some of them on air coming up later. We'll do that every Wednesday through the playoff season. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show. On Facebook, you can opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000. On air, 1-866-838-4843. Later in the show, as we roll through this broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios, Superfly Hayes will deliver us some of our Michigan State insiders. Will look ahead to Saturday's game. I won't make my pick until Friday at 3:05. This is a tough one. I don't know what to do. Wolverines are 4.5-point favorite on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. Over-under in the game, total points scored. Total points scored. Over-under is at 50.5. So my picks coming up on Friday at 3:05 for the game. Later in the show, we'll break down the Wolverines and the Spartans. On a high school Wednesday, I did want to connect a story to Kylie Boone. Now, she was a senior Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern soccer player, played with my daughter Ava this past spring, had a good team loss to a stud Cedar Springs girls team in the district championship in double OT. And Kylie was going on to West Virginia Wesleyan College to play soccer and study. And I saw this story that I wanted to share with you, the audience. And I just want to read it to you because it really shows the state of America when it comes to sports and education and where we're at as a country today. And it's frightening. It really is. So I'll read this story. And Kylie, again, they live in the Ada Lowell area, great family. Her brothers are like stud wrestlers. So the story reads, Kylie Boone, former freshman athlete at West Virginia Wesleyan College, was allegedly deemed unfit to be a student and kicked off campus after multiple boards and committees reportedly denied her medical exemption from wearing a mask. Boone was accepted to West Virginia Wesleyan College to receive an education and to play soccer for the Lady Bobcats. While sending in all necessary paperwork and documentation to become a student, her mother reportedly called and spoke with the college about their, quote, mask exemption process, as the college enforced a mandated mask for all students and staff this fall. Boone said she has a medically documented condition which prevents her from wearing a facial covering. And I do remember that last spring during soccer with my daughter's team. Her mother, Stephanie, spoke with John Bowman, who reportedly stated that he is, quote, the head of the committee that handles these things, and told them it shouldn't be an issue whatsoever. Boone then submitted her medical documentation to Bowman, as well as the Student Health Forms Department. 2 days later, the Student Health Forms Department emailed back, reportedly saying they had, quote, processed the forms and completed the file. Boone and her mother said they did not hear from Bowman or that department again. On August 14th, Boone arrived to the West Virginia Wesleyan College campus to register in person. Even though masks were mandated at all times indoors, She did not wear one due to her medical exemption. The new student said she made it through the entire check-in process and moved into her dorm without being confronted for not wearing a facial covering. After visiting the library, cafeteria, athletic facilities, classrooms, etc., she thought the college had processed her medical exemption and that she was in the clear. Boone said she was happy adjusting and settling in the college as a freshman. However, she received an email from Allison White here 4 days later, reportedly stating that the committee, whose job it was to review requests for medical exemptions from facial coverings, had denied her request. Boone was confused as she had never been asked to submit an additional request and was only advised to send in her medical paperwork, after which she was allegedly told she's good to go. Boone submitted her doctor's medical exemption again, explaining she had already sent the information to Bowman and the Student Health Forms Department. Her exemption was reportedly denied again. Boone then requested a meeting with the dean to discuss the matter. Dean Moore accepted the request to meet, but reportedly told Boone that masks were required for the meeting. As the issue at hand was that Boone cannot be masked due to a medical condition, she asked if they could meet virtually or meet outdoors. Both of those proposed compromises were allegedly denied by Dean Moore. According to Boone, Dean Moore delegitimized and discredited her doctors in Michigan and told her she could make an appointment to be seen by non-biased community care physicians on campus. Although Boone was reluctant due to the fact that Allison Whitehair is one of the doctors on staff there and was already aware of her request, she followed through with seeing an on-campus physician. Boone explained, "The physician I saw there had no interest in considering my medical condition whatsoever, instead shaming me about the importance of wearing a mask." The physician reportedly told Boone, "If I can wear a mask for 16 hours, so can you." Boone contacted her primary physician in Michigan and subsequently received two additional notes from doctors explaining the necessity of her medical exemption. Still, the expertise and recommendation of Boone's doctors was reportedly ignored by West Virginia Wesleyan College, despite their emphasis, quote, on trusting healthcare providers. Following Boone received an email from Greg Strader in the Office of Student Conduct explaining that he had received a notice of conduct violation that he would like to discuss with her. He added that the meeting would require masks for all parties. Boone requested a virtual meeting or an outdoor meeting as she was medically exempt from wearing a facial covering. Both requests were reportedly denied by Strader. Shortly after, she received an email for a notice of hearing in which Boone would have to meet with a board of directors. The same process unfolded again as they insisted on her wearing a mask to the meeting. Again, Boone requested a virtual meeting or an outdoor meeting, but her requests were once more denied. The college allegedly chose to hold the meetings without Boone present. Despite her doctor-approved medical exemption and being COVID tested twice per week to play soccer, the college reportedly denied all of Boone's requests and appeals, giving her 48 hours to pack her things, say goodbye to her friends, and leave campus. According to Boone, the college also refused to refund her tuition money, as well as the money she paid to stay in her dorm. West Virginia Wesleyan College allegedly refused to allow Boone to continue her education online, despite the fact that all classes were online less than a year ago. Boone said they said she was unfit to be on campus and could not academically continue at the school. Boone explained, "I have never been a discipline problem my entire life. My parents and I chose West Virginia Wesleyan College as a college home that we thought would be a welcoming and godly place for me to thrive with my teammates and to learn and grow in God and education all at once. I am not the problem. I have done my very best to follow what I've been told. Meanwhile, there are staff and students all over campus with no mask on at all, masks below their chin, nose, etc. I have a well-documented medical condition which prevents me from wearing a facial covering. I carry that documentation with me at all times." 1 week after Boone was removed from campus, West Virginia and Wesleyan College reportedly lifted their mask mandate in classrooms, allowing students to be unmasked during classes. Boone said she was never contacted or compensated following the revised mask requirement. Wow. That's not the America I signed up for. And I remember Kylie last year for Grand Rapids Forest Hills Eastern soccer, and Coach Paul Rosenbrook did a great job, and my daughter Ava was on that team. Some officials would, I remember checking when the kids had to wear the mask, right, early in the season. They would see Kylie without it, Kylie Boone, and they would ask her, and she carried her exemption. So that's a crazy story out of West Virginia, connected here to the Grand Rapids area on the west side of the state. And it's not the America that we know and love. It isn't. And it connects to sports at the college level, and it connects to what we're all going through today. And I don't know why our children continue to be the targets in this pandemic. I don't. I really don't. You know, when I see the story about emergency authorization for vaccines for ages 5 to 12, and there's no emergency in that age group, I think 143 kids, and granted, you know what, any kid dying is too much since March of 2020 in America, but COVID is way down the checklist on how kids lose their lives, unfortunately, in this country. So it's up to the people. It's up to your vote. It's up to speaking up at your local school board, and it's up to defending and protecting your children. And I do salute Kylie Boone for standing up for what she believes in. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, when you make your first bet. Experience hockey like never before with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, to receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Only at BetMGM, the official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Final segment here on hour number one on another Wednesday presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. If you want to give that shout out to a boy or girl involved in postseason play in fall sports, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. I also invite everybody to get their pro football picks in. If you can beat mine, you could win $1,000 in cash. Courtesy of Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter, you have until Sunday at noon every week through the big game in February to try and win that $1,000 at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.